if we are so functional in this institute that we are constantly being asked to run departments and programs and divisions, give us more faculty. We've proven that we're an excellent training ground for creating not just excellent scholars, but great administrators, right? Which are few on the ground. And you want a lot of women and women of color administrators, right? So give us more faculty lines, because we show again and again and again that we create the conditions that allow people to succeed in their scholarship and allow them to succeed as administrators and citizens. I mean, if there's a proven breeding ground for, you know, institutional actors, it's earwags, frankly, right? You just do the math, you know? Like, literally, everybody involved in that institute runs major, major units of this university. That's not an accident. That's called feminism, right? That's feminist practice. That's feminist networking, not in the old boys behind the scenes sense, but actually in creating open and meaningful dialogue, collaborative practices, right? Support networks, thinking from all levels, right? Like, the reason earwags has survived is because the senior people are constantly bringing in junior people. And then we, in turn, bring in more junior people, right? It's the only way it survives, you know? So, yeah, that's a bit of a rant, but I think it's really a true observation. I think Lee Bollinger recognizes that. I hope other people recognize it, right? It's just, it's statistically and factually true.